Hello, this is Gary Andrews from the Two Footed Tackle podcast. You might be listening to this bit now and going, where's the jaunty music? Where's the puns? Where's the intro telling us what's coming up on the show? Well, sadly, sad news. Chris and I have both decided that we can't commit to doing the podcast any longer. It's been a really tough decision. It's been a decision we really haven't taken lightly, but we've just decided that at this point in time, we need to call it a day. It's not an easy decision to have to make. It just basically comes down to a complete lack of time. As you probably know, Chris changed jobs. We lost a studio. Also, since the very start of the podcast, I've changed jobs. We're increasingly finding that we just don't have the time to commit to put into doing a podcast that's as good as we want and as good as you probably want as well. So at that stage, we just can't really carry on any further. You know, Chris, as you'll have probably noticed, has missed quite a few podcasts through work purposes. I've quite struggled to actually keep up with every kind of bit of news that I'd like to keep up with in the footballing world. And whilst I've absolutely loved the hour that we come in and do the podcast, it's quite difficult to feel so much love when you're up at 1:30 in the morning, desperately trying to watch a bit of highlights, read a few more things, so you're sufficiently clued up to be able to talk about it. It's like having a second job, albeit one you don't get paid for. And whilst we both absolutely love doing the podcast, it's just become too knackering, too exhausting, and we don't feel that we can do it justice anymore. That's not to say that we might not be back. You know, it would be very churlish to say never say never. At the moment, we've got no plans to, but if circumstances change, or, you know, we might decide to try and do something as a one-off one. So please do keep subscribed to this feed. You might see something quite interesting pop up in it if we manage to find a bit more time, which is quite a big if at the moment. I think both of us are quite snowed under, barely have time to do anything other than work at the moment. It's been an absolute pleasure meeting all our various guests that have come on the pod. We've had the professionals like Tim Vickery, Andy Brassel, Caroline Barker, but we've also had some just plain fans, like Ben Shaw, Laura Oliver. They don't run a football blog. We've got them on because they know and they love football. And it's been fantastic to just spend an hour chatting to all these people. We've made some really good friends. We've really, really enjoyed it. And it's been absolutely fantastic. I've really loved every single guest. And I'm really proud of what we've done over the last 2 years. I don't think you'd find many podcasts that would devote about 10 minutes to Terek Grosny or the debt of Plymouth Argyle or some non-league team which you've probably never heard of before. And that's one thing that we enjoy doing, probably more so than the other parts of the pod. So yeah, that's it. Sadly, this is probably the last broadcast. It feels a bit like switching off the radio and waiting for the zombie apocalypse to come, broadcasting into a small microphone and wondering if anybody's out there. We're really, really honoured that so many people want to tune in every week, want to listen to three or four people in a room talk absolute nonsense about football. And thank you for sticking with us. If you've been there since the very beginning, hi, Dad. You're probably one of our close friends and family, and thank you for your support. If you've only just tuned in the last couple of episodes, sorry it's been so short, and hope you've really enjoyed it. Again, sorry for the sound quality loss over the last few episodes. That just comes from the fact that we're no longer in a professional studio. We'd have loved to have spent a bit more time trying to make the sound a bit better, but that's that word again, time. We just didn't have any at all. I've no doubt that given time, we'd have probably managed to get it back up to levels we're happy with, but while we were having these kind of issues, and it was getting better, we were working at what to do with it. We're slowly sort of finding our way back through after coming from a very professional setup. We thought we'd quit while we're in the middle. I'd just like to say a few thank yous. I'd like to say a big thank you to Theo Delaney, one of the regular guests on the podcast, to lending us his offices where we currently record. They're right in the middle of central London. It's so convenient for us and our guests, and it's just a hugely grateful to Theo for doing that. He didn't have to, and the fact he's willing to give it, fantastic. He's a top bloke, and huge thanks to him. I'd like to thank James Appel as well, who became a semi-regular member of the podcast several months ago, and I think it's no exaggeration to say that James managed to help lift the quality of the podcast to levels that we never previously attained. He is a spectacularly knowledgeable person, and I've learnt a load off him, so much about football that I didn't know, and I hope you guys have too. He's really great bloke and very talented. There's various other people who've given us offers of help. We've not always taken them up on them, but they've been hugely appreciated. Specifically Pick Life and Caroline Barker have been very, very helpful and supportive. I'd like to thank every single one of the guests who's been on the pod, because it wouldn't have been the same without them. You'd have just had me and Chris, and I think you'd have probably got bored of that quite quickly. It's great to have people who've got different knowledge, opinions, challenge our opinions. That's been absolutely brilliant. I'd like to thank Chris for actually doing this podcast with me in the first place. And finally, I'd like to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. It's appreciated. It's humbling. I mean, I've looked at the numbers, and as I said, it just staggers me a little bit that we're so popular, and I mean that in the nicest possible way. And every time somebody downloads a podcast, and every bit of feedback that we get that says thank you has been really nice, does kind of make it worthwhile, especially when we're putting in so many hours for free. So thank you for your time. Hope you've enjoyed our 78 episodes over 2 years. We might be back, we don't know. Until then, next time, maybe. Thank you.